Missed anything on the show? Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or check out the Hit app.
Hit FM.
And last night we had one big star stealing the show, Kirby Burgess, the theatrical performer. He joins us this morning here on Hit. A big good morning to you, Kirby Burgess. How are you
good
feeling
morning
after a big show?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a rock star, so keeping these kind of hours of an early morning interview can be a little hard. But
I can imagine.
No, I feel amazing. I feel the show is so great, and this year particularly it has such great entertainment for us in every episode, and so I feel really honoured to be a part of it, to be honest.
Yeah, and look, you're no stranger to performing, and you've been doing it since you were three. How did you get involved in performing at such an early age?
I was born in Sydney, and the easiest thing to do was to join the local theatre, and the rest is history, as they say. I basically was there every single day. I used to sleep on the chair. It's just kind of became life from then.
And that's what you went on The Voice for last night. You revealed that you've always been, judged by the characters that you are, but you wanted to show the real you. How did it feel being you on stage?
Apart from absolutely terrifying, I don't think I've ever been more nervous in my life to walk on a stage, which is really odd because it's one song. I'm used to doing a two-hour show, and but I'm proud. I'm proud that the chairs turned. I'm proud that I did it in the first place. Even if the chairs didn't turn, it's a big deal. It's a lot to put yourself out there like that, particularly when you are a professional like myself, already working in the industry, to put yourself in front of the nation for such possible critique for everyone to hear. You know, usually we don't hear that kind of stuff. We're out of the room by the time they're saying these things. And so I'm proud of myself for doing it regardless of the outcome, but I'm pretty proud of the outcome too.
Yeah. Now, your sultriness, this sort of thing.
Maybe this time he'll stay.
You do sound like you should be on The Great Gatsby. And even Boy George compared you to Marilyn Monroe. Is that royalty in your eyes when you get compared to Marilyn Monroe?
I don't know if they showed my reaction last night, but I couldn't quite stop laughing. I think, I don't know if you can compare anyone to Marilyn Monroe, but I'll take it. I'm speechless, really. But I'm so happy that the judges saw me in that early stages. Because people do get caught up with the end, with the big notes, with the showstopper moments, as we call them. And, you know, for me, I've got that bluesy style, that deep voice. And
and
so I'm really excited that Guy saw such potential in that side of the song. So it was a great moment.
Well, speaking of Guy, him and George had a little bit of a fight when it came to praising you for the amazing things you did, which is interesting because George didn't actually turn his chair. Is that as awkward as it was being on stage, them arguing over you, as it was for us to watch last night?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you're standing there. And don't forget that there's this massive audience behind you too. So they're having a very personal debate. But I know, George didn't even turn. And here he is giving me all of this feedback and comments, which I think that no matter what judge you pick, I think it's important to listen to what everyone has to say at each performance as well, because that's what we're there for. We're there to learn. And, you know, I chose Guy for a reason. I'm a huge, huge fan. But I'm very, you know, I do welcome the encouragement and the critique from the other judges as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's interesting that you did pick Guy because he said he loved your voice, and when he turned around, what he saw didn't quite match the voice. Now that you've been working with him, do you understand what he was saying?
Definitely. He made a good point last night, and I've been doing this for a very long time, and as much as this has been my opportunity to move into more of a recording artist kind of position, something isn't working, and so that's what we're working on. We're working on finding that missing link, and I think that's something that a lot of artists struggle with, and not knowing what it is, because you can try so much, but sometimes you just need that outside voice to give you a little nudge along, and then maybe it's a different direction, or maybe it's the direction you're going in, but you just need to be pushed a little further and trust yourself.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're working on. That's what, and I hope to work on more with. And Guy's an incredible artist in himself. He's been so true to himself his whole career, but he also keeps reinventing himself to challenge his listeners, to challenge his fans, and to challenge himself. So it's impressive.
Before you do go, tell us, what kind of character can we expect from you? We're going to see that sultriness a little bit more. Are we going to be seeing, like, I don't know, maybe a Billie Eilish style? What's your character that we're going to be seeing on the show?
Well, you'll have to stay tuned, of course. But you know what? From here on out, I'm saying no more characters. You'll be seeing me, the real me.
Well, Kirby Burgess from The Voice Australia last night. Good luck with the rest of the competition.
Thank you very much.
Catch up on anything you may have missed. Download the Christy and Podge podcast at hit.com.au or on the Hit app.
Hit FM.
Hit FM.